Greetings and welcome to the Family Worship Center Media Ministry, coming to you from the Family Worship Center in St. George, New Brunswick.
Today we will be hearing from Pastor Dale and Gwen French on their missions in the Philippines.
If you would like a copy of this message or any other message from this ministry, please contact the church office at area code 506-755-3759. Now let's join in with our pastor, Pastor Eric Orem.
So now we have some visitors that many of you supported over the years and that we support as a church. I've heard their names kicked around. Well, I don't mean like kicked around, you know what I mean? But always spoken very well of, and you know, was French to me. And so I didn't know them. They're only French to me. And so, but I got to tell you, when they showed up here on Tuesday night, it never took me very long to fall in love with this man and his wife. Of course, we like Michael and Erica. We just loved them to death anyway. But the parents, you know, I mean, what in the world? The parents? Like, I had no idea. But I got to tell you, I love this man, and his wife. This man's got a heart like wow. And I says, Lord, I pray this morning, God, give me a heart like this man has got. He's just got a beautiful heart. And so we love this family, and I know you do. And I've told them to come and take whatever time they want. Say and share whatever they want to share, and no pressure. And we don't care how long it takes. And if you feel to invite Michael up to preach after and all that stuff, we're quite happy with that, right? So Pastor Dale French and his wife, Gwen, please come and share your hearts for the people that love you very much. Bless you, brother.
Sure. No pressure. After that intro, oh my land. Whew. Mayan Buntag, Sakanan. Good morning, everyone. I was going to ask my wife to come up here, but she's already here, so that's a good thing, because she likes to stay behind. She says, well, you just get up there and say what you have to say, and then I'll just watch from the seat. And I says, no, you always have something to say. And I say this in the church, and you've probably heard it the last time. She always has something to say. So I love it when she's here by my side, because what I don't tell you, she fills in. But when I was coming back to Canada, usually God gives me a message or something to say to the people. And this time, what it was, if I change, everything changes. And I spoke that word to the men's fellowship down in Back Bay a few weeks ago. But if you let that sink into your heart, it'll start being revealed to you, because if I change, everything changes. And if you can apply that to your heart in everything you do with the Lord, with your walk, with your talk, with your actions, you'll see tremendous things happen in St. George. You'll see tremendous things happen in Charlotte County. People will come far and wide to see what is happening in this area. If I change, everything changes. This sign up here needs no introduction, because most of you are either related to me or are good friends. You've known us for many a year, and we appreciate your love. We appreciate your prayers. We feel it over there in the Philippines. It is very appreciated. And the odd letters that we get once in a while, I wish we received more. We love hearing from you guys. We truly do. It gives us strength to go on, because sometimes it's, as you know, it's probably not easy being a missionary. It's very difficult at times. I won't say it's all roses, because it isn't, because we do have our hardships. We do have our times when we're down. And to know that you guys are praying for us and care for us is tremendous. You have anything to say, dear?
We love you all.
I heard on TV one time, there was a Canadian commercial that said, the message is in the medium. And so hopefully what you see tonight, or to this morning, I should say, is not just pictures. It's something that'll touch your heart. And if it's not the pictures, hopefully it's something that is said this morning that'll make a difference in your life. Because when we come to church, We shouldn't be going out through those doors the same as we came in. Each and every time we go through those doors, we should be a changed person. I was so thankful for Tuesday night when I came here, because we're mulling it over at the house, and Michael says, well, there's service over at Family Worship Center. Let's get over there. And we're kind of debating, and we said, yeah, we better get over there. And boy, we were so glad we came. The Lord was here in such a precious way, and he was working on the hearts of people. And one thing that even came to mind is, I think there was even people struggling with angels that night. They weren't going to let go until they received a blessing from the Lord. And that's what we need in the churches today. That pure and holy passion that only comes from above. And when God gets a hold of your heart, nothing is impossible for him. Okay, Proverbs 22 and 6 says, raise up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So when we get these little Muslim kids and they're coming into class and they're learning John 3:16, they're taking that home to their families. They're taking it back to the Muslim communities. When they start to eat a meal, we've even heard reports of the children saying, you know, we have to ask blessings on our meal. So now there's a conversation going on now between these children and Jesus. And so the parents are getting that also. But we found out that, how do we win Muslims over to the Lord? Well, you win them over through love. And our church, our ministry, was built up and started on children. Just kids. That's how our ministry started. Up in the mountains, sitting under a coconut tree, ministering to the little kids. And you know what happened? The mothers would start showing up. And they'd be getting the word, because the kids would be going home and saying, you know, Mommy, they're talking about Jesus, and they're praying to this man called Jesus. And then after that, then the fathers would be coming, because, you know, they're curious also, and the kids are witnessing to their parents. And before you know it, then you have a whole church, or you have a congregation. Next thing you know, you have to start ministries elsewhere, because you're starting to outgrow where you're at. And that's a good thing. And for us, we came across this thing called Simply the Story. Well, we use that to train our people, so when they go up into the mountains, they can reach the illiterate and the people that can't read. And they can tell these stories. And what do you know about, like, the indigenous people? Well, that's how they get their message across. They tell a story, and that person tells a story, and they share the story. It's kind of like the Jewish people, how they share their heritage down from generation to generation. Well, if we can get these stories into the outback, into the interior, then these stories of Jesus goes everywhere. And that's powerful. And I think we told the last time when we were here about one of our people that were saved through Simply the Story, and he was praising God, and he was down in the market and stuff, and he was just having a wonderful time and enjoying his salvation. But when he went home that evening with his family, he just happened to be walking in between where his family was. Some members were up in front of him, some were farther behind him. He was in the middle, and he was ambushed and shot over, I think, 20 times. And he was just a new Christian. So if it wasn't for this ministry getting into there, where would that man be today? It touches so many lives. You just can't imagine.
We made rules, too, that if anyone has their kids in our free preschool, that some member of the family has to sit in at least one service a month. And then they said, well, some of them are Muslim. I said, still applies. So they still come. Dale talked about when you're in mission field, it's not always easy. The day before we moved, you can imagine when you're packing up and you're trying to get everything ready, we moved Sarah with Emily and took a truck or something. And that day, I had to go to emergency. I am so sick. Dale said, I've never seen you so sick. I mean, like, nothing was staying down. It was really bad. And I had, like, a tonsillitis, but my whole body was aching. I was headaches, you name it. It was terrible. So the next morning is when we pack up everything else and go, right? Sean takes sick, our little boy. I take him to emergency. He's got mumps. So here we are. I'm sick. He's got mumps. We drive to the other side, and because you have to take a boat and everything, get over there, a little ferry barge thing. And then we get on the other side, and Sarah says, how are you going to go to Manila? I have to fly to Manila the next day. So it's like, oh, my land. I said, well, God's just going to have to help me, but I'm going because I've got paperwork to do. We've got things to do, you know. And so we get into Manila, get at the hotel. We stay at a UCCP, which is a Christian hotel. It's a little bit cheaper in rent or, you know, time there, whatever. So Sarah's with me. She was a blessing. And then I take a migraine on top of all of that. I said, Sarah, go get me a coffee now and an ibuprofen, because the chemical reaction between the two can take away a migraine. If anyone that doesn't know that, you now know it. And then so she goes down, gets a coffee, comes up, and I drink it down, but the Holy Spirit tells me, get Sarah to pray now. I said, I commanded her, Sarah, pray now. So Sarah breaks right out in a prayer. As soon as she prays, boom, I'm totally healed. I mean, I never had a headache, never had a side effect, never had anything. I feel great. I know there's work to be done. I mean, I came with medication, you know what I mean? And so she said, what? I stand up. I said, I'm ready to go. We got to go now. We got things to do. I can't lay here in this bed. I got things to do. So she's like, I know a coffee and an ibuprofen doesn't work that fast. She said, that was God. I said, yes. Yes, a coffee and ibuprofen will work, but not like that. No. I said, we've got to go. So we did all that we needed to do, flew back to Mindanao, and then Dale was getting ready to leave. That was May 30th. We moved from one house to the other. He's flying out April 17th. So in between that time, 3 weeks, Sean had gotten... I was sick, then Sean was sick, and then he got boils on his legs, and then Dale flies out. The same day he flies out, Sean's high fever again, and the next morning, because I just took him in the room, and I cooled him down, put those cold cloths on him, prayed over him and stuff, he wakes up, hand, foot, and mouth disease. Can you imagine? I mean, it's just like one thing upon another, and oh, it was horrible, so... That gives you an idea. Pray for us. Yeah, oh, second. And another thing. Before he was already in Canada, whatever. Then Sarah takes sick. I had take her to outpatients, and she was sick as a dog as well. The same thing that I had with the tonsillitis. I don't even think you can catch tonsillitis from someone else, but needless to say, she was sick, achy, everything. So she's had a full round of what it's like to be in the mission field. So when she comes home, love her.
See, I told you she had something to say. So as you can tell, 2 Corinthians 5 and 2 still applies to this ministry. We walk by faith, not by sight. And it isn't easy, as you can tell. And Sarah got the full brunt of that when she was over there. She realized it wasn't easy. And she had her eyes open to a lot of things. And my parents, my in-laws, Louie and Sheila, they could tell you stories too. When Mom first went over there to the Philippines, I told you this before, but it was so hard on her. We had to sit down, talk it over with her, and say, this is what we do. This is where we go. We know it's difficult, but it's what God called us to do. And so when Mom came back the second time in the Philippines, it was like a drawing back and for them, and they loved on the people loved on them, and they realized, yeah, it's worth it. We can see what's going on in the ministry, and as you could tell here through these slides, you can see that lives are being touched and lives are being changed. And you're a very big part of this. And I remember before we left and went into ministry, Ray was singing a song, and it was, give me one pure and holy passion. Give me one magnificent obsession. Give me one glorious ambition in my life to know and follow hard after you. God wasn't looking for a dynamic, outgoing couple, because Peggy and I think Doug and a few of you guys in here could probably tell you, it wasn't me. especially after I came back from the Philippines. The guy that went over there and the guy that came back was a totally different fella. Because God wasn't looking for a dynamic, outgoing person. He was looking for someone just to say yes. And that's what he's looking in your lives today. He's not looking for a Kenneth Copeland. He's not looking for a Benny Hinn. We're not looking here for a Brownsville. We're not looking here for airport ministry. We're looking for what God has for Family Worship Center. And he has a tremendous, tremendous work for you to do. And I think you guys are just starting to catch a glimpse of that vision, what's happening. Big things are going to be happening here. I can see it. There's restoration going on. There's healing going on in this church. And as I said before, even on Tuesday night, I felt it, that people were holding on to angels, and they were not going to let go until they got their blessing. And when you start to get to that point, you're going to see things move and things happen in your church. You're going to see your church grow. And one of the tremendous things that you guys are doing is starting off with these youth. Can you imagine, what did they say, 57 saved in a service? Yeah, that's awesome. Give a big hand clap to that. God is moving through the children. And those children will go home and they'll make a difference, you know, with the families. They'll say, you know, they'll ask, you know, when it's time to eat, they'll say, you know, wait, we've got to ask Grace for our meal. Or when it's time to go to bed, you know, maybe we should have a talk with Jesus first before we go to sleep. And when they head off to school, we hear so many stories and incidents. I think one was sharing about a girl that always went off to school and her words, last words came out of her mouth, says, Mommy, I hate you. You know, but that girl's life was changed. And there was restoration in that family because of what? The youth ministry. It touches lives, it changes, and it reaches out to the parents. Because I think even the pastor knows the numbers on the people who come to know the Lord after they're teenagers is very low. Once you get into your 20s and your 30s and stuff like that, it gets really hard to reach that audience. But if we can touch the children, they can take it back. And we've seen proof ourselves just through Muslims that the children go back and they share what they know and they share the love of Jesus with the rest of their families. And that's totally awesome. And we're so thankful for the prayers here. We're so thankful for the support of this church. It makes a big difference. I mean, we've talked to people that were interceding on our behalf, knowing that we're in danger. It's going to be so nice when we get to heaven and find out the things that God has brought us through. Because only some of the things that I know of is kidnapping attempts, an assassination attempt, and different things like that on our lives. But God stepped in and intervened. So much to the point that God was going to take over the situation and totally take over the situation. God can do a better job at disciplining than we can, I'll tell you that right now. If we're really mad at somebody and we're holding something in our heart, just give it over to Jesus. Says, Lord, it's in your hands. You take care of that person. And boy, he can do a straightening up on them, I'll tell you. Never carry anything. Like Tuesday night when I was here, I felt to come forward. And I was crying out to the Lord, and it was like, Lord, I'm so sorry for doubting you. You're so awesome. You're in charge of everything. Everything is under control. We just watched a video the other day, and it had to do with about the universe and about God's creations and stuff. And it showed you how small the earth was compared to our sun. Then it showed how our sun was compared to another sun in our solar system. And then there's another sun out there. By the time you get out there, our world couldn't even be recognized in the universe. We were just a tiny speck. And for us to be on this planet, we're smaller than that speck again. But God loves us and he cares for us. We're his. And he wants the best for us because he's our father. And doesn't our father always want the best for the children? So I'm so thankful for this place. I'm so thankful for this pastor. I was just talking to someone. It might have been Peggy or someone out back. And I said, when I was praying for Family Worship Center, the man that God sent to this church is the man that I envisioned. When I met him, he was everything. I'm not here just to brag. Well, I am here to brag him up because it was what I envisioned. It was what Family Worship Center needed. A man that was unhindered. A man that could just take task at hand. A man that knew how to drop a burden off at the Lord's feet and not carry it himself. And I feel a lot of love from this man also. It's just awesome. It's like when you first meet him, you connect with him as like someone you already knew. But I had an advantage over him because I met him at the quad. And if anybody knows what YouTube is about, just go and you go, meet me at the quad. Type that in. You'll find a fellow on there that'll give you a message. And maybe a smoked kippers or whatever he was doing at the time. But it was a blessing to hear your messages on the net. So you guys are heading in the right direction. I guess I really don't have to encourage you that much because you know what you need to do. You know the task at hand. And I encourage you to come out on Tuesday nights. I was just floored by the crowd that was here, really, honestly. And when I came through the door, you could feel the love. And it's not just because it was us stepping through the door. It was because the people came expecting. We went down to a Benny Hinn crusade down in Pennsylvania. I don't know. Everybody seems to do that once in a while. Just have to go and see the man or just go to something different. But the people that were being healed at the Benny Hinn crusades weren't necessarily the ones that were going up. It was the ones that were arriving expecting something from God. And if you come to church expecting something from God, you're going to receive something from God. So come expecting, and when you come expecting, you will see healings, you will see miracles, you will see the unsaved come into Christ. Who's that pastor that said, I don't know, you might know pastor that said, set me on fire so the world can come and watch me burn. You know, that's it. I mean, if you guys catch the fire here, people will come all over to watch and see what's happening in your church. And they will catch something that is real. Because what was going on that night is real. It's something tangible, something you could taste, something you can almost smell, something you can feel. It was so real, electrifying in the air. And like I said, it was from the people not wanting to let go. It was the people that were holding on to their angel and saying, I'm not letting go of you until you bless me. Even if you're going to reach down and hurt me, touch my side and cause me to be crippled, I'm not letting go of you until I receive that blessing. And that's it. We have to have that passion in our heart to seek more of him. Well, I want to thank you, and it was an awesome time getting up here and sharing with you. And so we just want to say God bless you, and I'm going to hand it back over to the pastor. And just want to say we love you guys, and we really appreciate you. So God bless, and thank you all.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Wow, isn't that something? Wow, wow. I mean, that's a wow, wow. Oh, my goodness. One of the things that jumped out at me was Sister French. She said, we will arrive back home. Arrive back. When you catch that? Home. That's home now. That struck me as, oh, man. So it's a God thing. It's a God plant. And now we love them even more. So important that we do this, and so I'm so glad you came, so glad to get to know you. I really feel that we ought to do two things this morning. One, I think we ought to gather around them as a family and pray and thank the Lord for allowing us the opportunity to share in their vision. And you know, we heard how the rubber meets the road when it comes to missions, right? It sounds glamorous, foreign fields, but you know, we don't talk too much about what they encounter in the sickness and all this. But thank God for the Holy Ghost tenacity that they have and to know how to pray and to know how to hear Holy Spirit and how to come around and walk out of situations victorious with a report that is a report of the Lord. So I think we should, number one, have us come around and pray with them as a family. But then
I would like for that family to pray with the leadership of this church for our home missions. Because in as much as we support foreign missions, and I don't know how much, actually, I just feel we ought to, whatever we're doing, I feel we ought to increase it somehow, because I'm sold. I mean, I just see the fruit of their ministry, and they ought never be short of the resources to do what God has called them to do. But I would like for the board also to come around, and the leadership, and so that we can have the French family pray with us, so that in our quest, or in our obedience to follow the Lord in reaching our community with the gospel, that we would not lose sight of it. And in as much as we enjoy coming together to praise and to worship and enjoy the presence of the Lord, the rubber meets the road on Monday morning. The rubber meets the road during the week when we plan and we prepare our hearts to reach out and to listen to that one that's hurting, and then to speak life to them, and to put in place things that would be outreach, that's compatible with our society and our generation, our geographic area, and so on, that the Lord would birth in us a greater passion and greater hunger to do His will in the local region as well. So, by the way, Pastor, you call it Cootie. Is it Cootie?
Cootie, yes.
Cootie, yes. I met him.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing man. And, I, you know, it was in my heart. I'd love to have him come here sometime. Because he's got an amazing revelation of Psalm chapter 150, and he's written a book on 150. I don't know if you read that book or not, but he's just got a phenomenal, amazing revelation of Psalm 150. And he's a man called of God and established for such a time as this, for sure. He spoke into my life. He spoke just totally into my life, and he never knew me, but he spoke something so accurate as to what was going on. He read my mail like that. Hallelujah. Father, we're so appreciative, Lord. We're so thankful, Lord, that you placed a burden on the heart of this man and this woman and their family. We just want to return the thanks and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for touching their hearts. Thank you because they were obedient to your voice, that they left to go to places that many of us would never do. We would never go there, Lord. It would be too stretching for some of us, but you qualify the called, and you equip the called, and it's very evident today as we look at those slides and we hear the stories, God. It's so evident this was your plan and your purpose. You called them on purpose, Lord. We thank you for your plan and your purpose, Father. We recognize you. We recognize you on this family, Lord, and we return to thanks. And what can we say, Lord? What can we say but thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. And Lord, as they spend some time home, we're just praying such blessing upon them. We pray everything the enemy has stolen from them as a family. I pray you restore the years, my God. I pray for every moment that's been a separation from their daughter and their son. I pray you bring restoration and restore every moment where every time they felt the pain of separation. I pray, God, you give them back. Give them back heaps and heaps and heaps of blessing and restoration and healing in Jesus' name, the Lord. They would know that there's nothing missing because of the separation. There's nothing that will ever affect them because of the time spent apart. But the family will be whole and strengthened and blessed in every area, psychologically and financially and physically and spiritually. Wholeness on the Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, as they get ready to go back, we pray for a preparation that only you know how to do. Every area that there might be some trepidation, every area that there might be some fear, every area that it might be some, I'm not sure. We pray, God, that you place within their spirit the same thing, God, that when they went the very first time, that unction, that knowing that if God said it, that settles it, and I'm doing it because Christ in me strengthens me, and I can do all things because Christ will strengthen me for every assignment that the enemy will come and try to stop us, and every roadblock will be removed because of the power of the call of God on their lives. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Pastor. We hope you enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of this message or any other message, you can contact us by writing Family Worship Center, P.O. Box 1092, St. George in Brunswick, E5C2G8, or call us at area code 506-755-3759. You can also visit us online at www.stgeorgefwc.ca. You can also find us on Facebook. On behalf of Pastor, staff, and congregation of the Family Worship Center, we would like to welcome you to join us as we all meet together at 10:30 a.m. right here at the Family Worship Center in St. George, New Brunswick. Until next week, God bless, and have a blessed week.